It's Tuesday, July 24th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Death rates for moms taking the abortion pill RU486 are 3 times that of surgical abortions over 16 years of use, according to a new report from the FDA. So far, there have been 22 recorded deaths for those moms taking the pill, along with the 3.4 million babies killed by the pill. That makes for 155,000 times the babies killed by the pill than mothers killed by the pill. Wisdom tells us, "Whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death." Proverbs 8:35-36. The Roman Catholic Church has been shamed again in America as gross revelations surface concerning alleged sexual abuse surrounding a U.S. cardinal. Theodore McCarrick served the Roman Catholic Church as bishop or archbishop for 30-plus years. The New York Times published a front-page article reporting on multiple victims testifying to the cardinal's alleged sins of homosexuality. Japan has suffered from a deadly heat wave. In the city of Kumagaya, near Tokyo, the temperatures hit 106 degrees Fahrenheit. Since July 9th, a total of 44 Japanese have died from heat exposure. Republicans are favored to grab a U.S. Senate seat or two from the Democrats in the 2018 elections this fall, according to recent polls. Real Clear Politics put 7 Democratic seats as toss-ups and 4 Republican seats as toss-ups. U.S. home sales dropped off in June. It was a seasonally adjusted 0.6% drop over the previous month, according to the National Association of Realtors. A contributing factor may be that the median house price has increased 5.2% year over year. The average house price in America is now $276,000. The California State Supreme Court has stopped a proposition on the November ballot that would have split the state into 3 separate states. Once again, the Lord has protected free speech for pro-lifers in New York, reports Life News. U.S. District Judge Carol Bagley Amon has denied an injunction against 13 pro-life Christians who share the gospel and counsel women on the public sidewalks outside of New York's largest abortion business. Psalm 37, verse 28 tells us that the Lord will not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the children of the wicked shall be cut off. The demise of the American liberal